morena. Happy last week of March. Happy day to you. It is nearly April the 1st. April Fools. I'm always interested in those April Fools. I wonder what will happen. I quite often wake up and I forget it's April Fools and I fucking fall for things, hook, line and sinker, some dumb headline. And the way the world is at the moment, honestly, who's going to fuck that? Someone's going to mess with the headline. Mark my words, there's going to be something come out and people are going to fall for it because we're all quite gullible. And the problem is, we are quite gullible, but actually the world is so fucking mad that nothing would surprise you right now, right? Like, what would surprise you? Like, the stupid shit that is happening, I feel like the whole world feels like it's being pranked. But anyway, let's not talk about that. I was interested in, when I opened up my planet, had my meeting this morning, that the quote on page 100, we've got to 100 pages of the Purpose Planner, and it says, energy flows where attention goes. And that is so true. And I get concerned about all the energy that is going like into people being stressed and hating and all this stuff. And it's like, oh, like I live in a bubble and you should come into my bubble. If you're having a rough time at the moment, you are welcome to join my bubble. My bubble, life is fucking good, can I just say? Because I live in this bubble where my life is just amazing. And all I do, here's the recipe. If you want to have an amazing life, you've got to stay present to where your feet are. You've got to find ways to fucking enjoy every moment, right? So you go, I've got to go to a shit meeting. Some of you this week will have a shit meeting to go to. If you've got a shit meeting, go and buy yourself a cake and the fucking best coffee. Drive an extra 10 minutes. No, don't. That would say waste of petrol. Don't do that. Find the closest coffee shop and get a really good cake and a really good coffee and just take that to the meeting. And then while you're sitting there, one of my tricks for bad meetings is I wear really good shoes. And then while people are droning on about shit that doesn't matter, I go, you should see my shoes. Now, I don't say that. I just think that to myself. I just look at my shoes and think, or I take a really cool pen. Like I've got a pen with a pom-pom on it. Makes me so happy. Take your pom-pom pen to a meeting. Like you've got to find ways to amuse yourself and you've got to find ways to get through the shit, right? Because there's just shit everywhere. And I'm really big. I think that the world is very rocky. And I think that we have to pump up our tires. And I've been writing a blog about this because we've got to keep air in our tires. And the only way to pump up your tires is to go hour by hour and just infuse your world with fun. That's it. Infuse your world with fun because fuck, it's hard out there, isn't it? Now, I've got some fun stuff this week. I'm pretty excited. I've got the gorgeous Michaela coming in early because she's off to be very important and run an event that she's in charge of, which is very cool. Separate to the work she does for me, she moonlights as a fabulous human. So she's, you know, fabulous for me, fabulous around the fucking place. Oh, she must get sick of being fabulous. Anyway, so we've got a very early meeting, which I'm just about to jump into. And then I've got a couple of mentoring appointments, and then I'm going to meet a client who's already booked me, but wants to meet me in person. What's that about? So they want to see if I smell. Like, why can't we do it on Zoom? I don't know. Anyway, it's quite rare because we both have to travel, and that's quite weird. And anyway, so I don't know. I'll let you know. I don't know what's happening. I don't know whether they have to have a difficult conversation with me. I don't know whether they just like meeting people, and I'm all for meeting people. So I'm like, well, I'm happy. So anyway, I'm going to go to drive to a meeting, and that'll be quite weird and fun, and I haven't done that for a while. And then Tuesday, I've got the very busiest day. I'm having breakfast with my gorgeous friend, Leslie. Like, what a gift. I love organising a breakfast with a friend because breakfast is fun and it gets me out of bed early and I go, yay, and I'm out of bed early and I'm all dressed up and off to breakfast. And then next minute, you're standing on the street, it's 8 o'clock and you go, fuck, I've had breakfast and I've had a great morning. I've had an hour with my gorgeous friend. So anyway, I'm doing that. And then I've got some more mentoring and then I've got a massage booked because you've got to have massage, man. Massage rocks. I'd give up undies before I gave up massage. Like, you've got to have massage. You've got to keep your body feeling good and you've got to keep your body, look after it. And when you have regular massage, someone's going, hey, you've got this part of your body's real tight. Or, hey, what have you done here? Or, hey, and you're like, oh. And they notice things. So you've got a second pair of eyes. You know, looking after your sausage suit. So I think that's important. And then I'm going to a cacao ceremony. Fucking hell, how gorgeous. So I got invited to go to a meditation and cacao circle, which I love. And I thought that'll be good. I haven't done anything like a wee workshoppy kind of a bit of bloody gorgeous spiritual energy. So I'm looking forward to that. Then I've got to get straight into my bed because early in the morning, I'm on a plane and I'm going to see my boy. I'm excited about that. And I get to go and see him and I'm very excited. And I'm going to be working my ass off because he's a builder and he's building a house and I'm going to be the helper. So I'm going there. I'm taking, literally, you should see, I've never packed a bag like this. I'm taking gumboots and I'm going to be trudging around on a work site. Like, it's not my vibe. It is not my vibe, but he's my vibe and I'm so excited. So I'm going to be helping. I'm going to be, he's Bob the Builder. I am Wendy. So I'm going to go and hang out and do gorgeous things. And then I'm going to make, I'm going to make construction food. I'm going to make, we're going to eat bacon and egg pie. That's what we're going to do with tomato sauce just squeezed everywhere. Now, bacon and egg pie might not be special for you lot, but because we are celiac, so gluten-free bacon and egg pie is not that fucking easy to get. That's going to be exciting. So I can't wait to do that. And then I'm going to go and visit my aunt and say hello to her. And I'm excited about visiting her and my uncle. And because that's Easter. That is Easter, right? Happy Easter. Oh, I hope you've bought yourself your favourite chocolate. My favourites are Queen Anne marshmallow eggs. And I do love a Terry's chocolate orange. If you follow me on Instagram, I got in big trouble because I didn't bang it on the bench and the fucking thing didn't open. And oh my God. Anyway, I had to take it to, I attacked a Terry's chocolate orange with a knife and I got in trouble with the people on Instagram. But I've redeemed myself because I redid it, got to eat two because I'm like, don't wait till Easter, eat the chocolate now. Right? Tell you a secret. Last Easter, I designed something. I was at home, it was Easter, and I was on the bench, was a packet of marshmallow Easter eggs, the old Cadbury marshmallow Easter egg, and some hot cross buns. Again, gluten-free, love a hot cross bun. And I thought, oh, what if I combine them? So I cut a small hole in the hot cross bun. I stuffed a marshmallow Easter egg into the hot cross bun. I wrapped them in some foil, chucked them in the oven for about 10 minutes. Well, out of the oven came a crispy baked hot cross bun with, and when I cut it in half, it had chocolate and hot marshmallow oozing out of it. It's like an Easter s'more. And I think I've made it up. I may be the only person to have ever done it. It is fucking sexy. I'm going to make some this week. It is so, 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 so good. And you must try an Easter s'more. Now, look, I know it's terrible. I know it's fucking carbs and sugar and marshmallow and chocolate. But just calm down, right? It's the bunny's fault and it's one weekend and you can just have one. Just have one. It'll be fine. So that'll be good for you, I think. It'll be good for your heart and it will be good for your smile and it will be good for your face. There comes a time where you have to choose between whether you want a good ass or a good face, because if you get a really good ass, your face gets too thin and then you look unwell and you look old and haggard and you look like, you know, the Ozempic face people. And if you have a good face and it's a bit plump and a bit filled up, I reckon a hot cross buns and Easter eggs have got to be the best filler you can put in your face. But if your face is all plump and gorgeous, then your ass might be a bit big, but that's okay. There's plenty of fabric, so don't panic. So that's my weekend. I'm going to have a lovely family dinner, get the whānau together, have a family dinner. I'm going to have a lovely lunch with my aunt and uncle. I'm going to make bacon and egg pie. I've made Easter baskets for all the children. I'm organised. It's March and I have made my Easter baskets. They're all ready to go. So I'm pretty excited about the Easter baskets. I made relish on the weekend, tomato relish. So everyone's getting a jar of, they love tomato relish. And it's my mum, it was her kind of tradition and I've jumped in with her because I thought, well, you know, when you're dead, I'll be like, fuck, I wish we'd made relish together. So we made relish together. And that was quite challenging because we're very different. And I'm messy and she's not. And she's organised and I'm not. And so anyway, there was a bit of argy-bargy in the kitchen. Funny though. And we did a good job. We nailed it. Made a shitload. Made a triple batch of relish. So that's going in the Easter basket because I think, you know, you don't, it's good to have a little homemade treat. isn't it? A little homemade treat. So happy Easter to you all. I hope you just have all the chocolate dreams you desire. And think about where your energy's going. Think about what you want to do. What does your energy need this Easter? What do you need this Easter? Do you need peace and quiet? Do you need fun? Do you need to have like a party? Do you need to have like, I don't know, do you need to play a game? Like, what do you need to do to make your energy awesome? Because that's your job. Maybe you need to do flowers. I've done, you know, a floral wreath for the door, not this Easter, but in the past I've done the floral wreath for the door, covered it in all the little baby chrysanthemums in the pink and the green and the yellow, and that's quite fun. Do a flower arrangement. Make yourself an Easter floral arrangement. Just go buy yourself something. I reckon that's lovely. Happy Easter. Have a gorgeous week. See you soon. Toodaloo. Thank you.